And our final segment today is WOC correspondent Melissa Bromley, who attended the Spring Woodland Gala hosted by the Rensselaer Plateau Alliance, which is their annual fundraising event and celebration of community conservation. Melissa chatted with Jim Bonesteel, the executive director of Rensselaer Plateau Alliance.
Well, we're raising money to support the Rensselaer Plateau Alliance, and we are out there conserving the forests of the Rensselaer Plateau and the surrounding areas for lots of reasons, for the community, for the public act, for people to use for recreation, for the environment, for the animal habitat, for clean water and clean air.
So you said this is the fifth year you've been doing this, and I heard a couple of people tonight mention that it's starting to feel like a real community, like a family coming together every year. Is that intentional?
Well, I think so, yeah. Yeah, so a lot of the things we do, we reach out and invite people in. And right from the beginning, we've done that. Some of the groups, you know, the snowmobilers, for instance, you know, some people said, well, why do you want to, like, involve the snowmobilers? You know, they're making noise, they're doing this. It's like, well, we want to invite everyone in, and they've become some of our biggest supporters, and there's a place for everybody. They're out there, they're helping do trail work, they're promoting us, you know, and that's just one group. So it's just, we're trying to be inclusive of all kinds of people, of people that are enjoying the woods and the forests in all different ways. So yeah, so it's a community. And all these people of different backgrounds are coming together and all finding common ground here with us.
It sounds like you have people from all different walks of life, from all different maybe political spectrums, and what they agree upon is that preserving rural land is actually important to them.
Yes. So the political spectrum, for sure, it's no matter the elected officials are Democrats or Republicans, they're all hugely supportive of what we're doing. Supporting the Land and Water Conservation Fund at the federal level and the big grants programs that support conserving the forests, and down to the local level, you know, supporting the grants we're working on and the local initiatives. As far as the other diversity of people, there are people from various backgrounds, and honestly, we're still trying to figure out how to reach some of the communities of people that we're not really reaching. Some of the folks that are living in the cities, we'd really like to find a way to engage with them and help provide something for them.
So for people who are listening right now who might want to get involved, how might they?
Well, the first thing is, you know, visit our website, rensselaerplateau.org. You can sign up for our email list, and there's a nice email that you'll get once a month that keeps you informed. There's a lot of events going on. We have a monthly lecture series. There are hikes. There are all kinds of things, various different ways for people to get involved. And then if people really want to get involved more than that, they can give us a call or send an email, and we can figure things out. We have community forest committees that are really committees of community members that are managing our community forests. So that's, you know, a little bit more time commitment, but those groups are really excited about what they're doing. And we love to have them because they're doing the work of managing the land.
So what's next for the Rensselaer Plateau Alliance?
Well, we're kind of at the end of our five-year strategic plan. So we're going to start just strategic planning again quite soon. So there's going to be a whole visioning process as part of that. So the answer is, the big answer is, we don't really know, because we're starting the process of really thinking about that. But we definitely have more land projects in the pipeline. The Children's Forest, well, I say it started as Children's Forest. Now the name's changed to Rensselaer Youth Outdoors. That program's just getting off the ground. So that's really taking off. So there's a lot going on.
That was WOC correspondent Melissa Bromley interviewing with the executive director of Rensselaer Plateau Alliance, Jim Bonesteel, during their annual Spring Woodland Gala. Visit RensselaerPlateauAlliance.org for more information about the organization or ways to become involved in local conservation.